I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everybody in love, come put your hands up. Everybody in love, come put your hands up.
Yeah, baby.
Everybody right. In love.
Oh, can, yeah.
Let's just try and harmonize this quickly at the beginning of the bullet.
So, everybody, okay.
So you start singing, I'll harmonize, ready?
Everybody in love, come put your...
Okay,
how's it going?
Everybody in love, come put your hands up. Everybody in love.
Everybody in love,
come put your... No, you keep going. Just keep going. Keep going.
I just like hearing your...
No, just keep going.
I like
we're
hearing
harmonizing.
Yours on its own. Okay. Everybody in love, come put your hands up.
Everybody
in love. What are you doing?
Harmonizing.
Fuck's sake.
I'm harmonizing.
Let the professionals do
no,
it.
No,
let's let the guys that actually just sing the song.
I'm going to sing it, repeat it, and you have to harmonize me.
Okay, you start.
Everybody in love, come put your hands up. Everybody in love.
No, you're singing
your
the same note as me.
That's.
Not
kind of
harmonizing, you meant to harmonize.
Okay, but what note are you singing?
You go a bit lower.
Okay, so yeah, but what notes?
I don't fucking know what
neither
notes
of us can sing, and okay. We don't know what
okay.
The notes
listen,
are.
Listen, I'm going to start on a note. You go a bit lower or higher.
Okay.
Everybody in love, come
put your hands up.
Everybody, that was good. There we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Everybody in love, come put your hands up.
That was awesome. Yeah, that was terrifying. Let's not do that ever again.
Turns out we have JLS on the podcast.
If you didn't know by that beautiful
rendition. Isn't that massive?
That's huge. If you didn't know by that beautiful rendition, we got JLS coming up. Jay was like, I mean, I think I said about 3 words during the podcast because Jamie was just so excited.
We did do this one across Zoom, which is always a bit trickier. Plus, there's 4 of them.
Yeah,
Arishe, Marvin, JB, Aston.
They don't have time to come into the studio. They're touring. They're out there doing the good, hard work, giving the people what they want.
They're touring all over the place.
Shaking those booties on the stage.
Shaking your
flips.
Booty, buddy boy. Hey, shake your booty at me, Alex Madden.
What?
That was just me doing some weird little...
Stop riffing.
That wasn't riff anymore. Riffing suits me. Go on, let's do... Why don't we do some ad libs?
Let's do impromptu comedy.
Okay, fine. Listen, enjoy the episode. We have JLS on. I'm a huge fan. So are you. Here we go. Get ready for it, ladies and gentlemen. It's JLS.
Put your hands up.
On the podcast.
In love.
Here we go.
All right.
It's rare where I fanboy, but I'm... Guys, I'm not even kidding you right now. This is a huge, huge moment for me. I'm not sure, Alex, is a big moment for you or no?
It's big. It's big.
I'm not that big, but it's big.
But guy, you guys are back together. Like you never broke up, I know, but you're now back together, right?
Yes, we are. Full steam ahead. We're on tour as we speak. We've got 29 dates, which is amazing. You know, we didn't pictured that when we first put the tour on sale. I think we only looked to book 12 dates and, you know, literally put it on sale and, you know, in a matter of a couple of days, we'd pretty much doubled or gone over double that. So very humbling. And of course, you know, it's been a long time since we were on stage doing our thing. So it's nice to be back. Do you know what I mean? And yeah.
Jamie, I like how you say it's humbling. Because, yeah. Well, if it hadn't have sold, you'd be like, well, this is fucking bullshit. It's like, yeah. It's like, this is sweet that it sold. This is epic.
Still got it.
Not even, yeah, we still got it. It's unbelievable. Because, hey, Marvin, listen, so Marvin, for you, right? Because I always think whenever, because you guys have performed so much, be honest, I always want to, when you go on stage, and you've performed a song with so many people and you do the thing and there's always the crowd pleaser. Is there a song that you start to sing and you're like, gotta do this one again? do you ever have that moment when you're on stage?
I mean, we're lucky with the amount of record, even like last night during our show. No, I'm being frivolous. Even last night when we're doing our show, the amount of songs we've had, I'm thinking, I mean, the only song I think, oh man, which actually proved me wrong last night, we had a single called Take a Chance on Me, which, you know, wasn't one of our up-tempo bangers. It was like a mid-tempo sort of ballad type song. And last night, the fans were loving it. So it made me love the song a bit more. Do you know what I mean? So basically, if there was one song I would drop from the set, it would be that song. But last night proved me wrong that the fans actually really enjoyed it. So what do I know? I mean,
I was going to ask, whose idea was it? Like, who sent the first text? Was like, right, we should probably go touring.
It was JB.
Again.
We know it's JB. JB was there.
Nah, it wasn't me.
Who sent the first text? Like, boys, I miss it. Let's get back to it.
We'd always like spoken about it for years, but for one reason or another, for one of us, the timing wasn't right. And then, sort of, I don't know, towards the end of 2019, you know, we see each other all the time, right? We're not one of these bands that split up and then never spoke to each other for years. Now we always see each other, like we're you know, genuinely brothers. So we've always spoken about it. And then, yeah, end of 2019, we're like, boys, should we do it for 2020? And we're like, yeah, let's make it happen. And then we started the sort of comeback, put the tour on sale, did a couple of TV performances, and then the pandemic started. So,
oh shit, no way.
It was all like a bit mad with the timing. We've had to move the tour. This is the third rescheduled dates. And yeah, like last night was on stage, packed arena, so it felt amazing to finally be back and give the fans what they've been waiting for a long time.
Do you boys miss it? Like when you go back, so you performed in Glasgow last night. So Aston, do you go back on stage and then suddenly go, shit, this is what I love more than anything to do?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, you do all these things, like, listen, you're in this, some people will love being in the studio more than anything else and whatever else, but, you know, you go in, you write the songs, you prep the videos, you do the promo, you do all these things are building blocks to get on stage and basically see the fans sing songs back to you. That's the, you know, that's kind of the end goal, really and truly. Do you know what I mean? So that's the, yeah, I would say for me personally anyway, that's definitely like, you know, the icing on the cake when you do get that.
It's like the culmination of like all that work, and then suddenly that all leads to that moment.
Yeah, exactly. So
there must be a lot of pressure in that moment. You're like, right, shit, okay, here it is.
You know what? You think that, but it's actually the total opposite, because you've done the hard work.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? You've done the TV performances or the radio performances or whatever else it is to perform to get to your show. You've had to do other shows to get people to your show. So at that point, it's a bit like you're actually in control and you
We've done it like the weirdest order. We've done it in reverse. You know, you have new artists that come out nowadays that, you know, come out of a hit single, then they come out of an album, and then they dream of having an arena tour. Like that's the end goal. Do you know what I mean? Whereas we come back and started with a tour. So we definitely sort of done things in reverse and then released music, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But I feel like the whole music industry has now just totally changed. Like, people are like, dude, it's like so different, right? Okay. Because I think, like, okay, so, you know, you guys, you know, we all know, you know, back in the day you found fame with X Factor, right? And all that kind of stuff. And that was like a new age of finding like music stuff. But now, and before that, it was like you had to go and get a record label and you would have to go and find the record label. Now you just go and pop off on TikTok and things like that. And you can then just become big. And then I saw this thing about NFTs, and it feels like the you know, becoming a musician now, it was always hard. It's now like such a intense environment. It's so, there's like no room for any more almost. So how do you find and navigate, if you're a new performer, how do you even get an insight into this industry?
Well, I think great music always finds you know, its level at some point. If you're making great music, someone's going to listen.
Do you think so? Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah, I do. I think with social media, obviously, have the times where, you know, as a kid, I would go into HMV or go into a record shop and play the, you know, 10 second clip that they allowed you to play of each record and sit there and go through as many CDs as I can, you know, hours after school. Do you know what I mean? I used to love that experience. Yeah. Or go to the CD shop and go into, I don't know, like the soul R&B section, because that's the music I love, and just pick up a CD, not know who the artist is, and just take a gamble on it, and then fall in love with that artist and treasure that album sleeve.
Yes.
You would listen to it on repeat. I would have the same record on repeat all day.
I used to study these records. You know, some of my favorite records are like D'Angelo, Voodoo, you know, the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, Fuji's The Score, you know, even like Drew Hill, you know, Enter the Dragon. Like these CDs, you'd like hold onto them and you'd like treasure them, you know what I mean? Whereas now, without the, you know, there being so much physical copies of music and it all being online, people can just skip. And they've got so much choice. And people really kind of make their own albums now. So you go onto, you know, any of these platforms, these music platforms, and what you do is you make your own album because you make your own playlist. So your own playlist is essentially making your own compilation album. So it's kind of like, I really miss those times of music, but I mean, the other side of it is that it's given a lot more artists opportunities to become discovered and be able to, you know, I guess have, you know, make their own way by themselves without having a record label, without having management, without having all of these other parts that you would need back in the day.
As long as they can dance on TikTok for 15 seconds really well.
but the thing about it is, it's the staying power, right? So you can have a moment with a song, but that doesn't essentially mean that you're going to have a lifelong career. I think what I'm very grateful for, you know, with the shift of everything that's happened, is that me and the boys came out when we did. Because us coming out when we did, yes, we've got to readjust to this new era, you know, as JLS. You know, who is JLS in this era? And, you know, that's why we've been vibing on this whole JLS 2.0 thing, working with, you know, new writers and new producers, as well as writers and producers we worked with before, and come out with this album that's, you know, coming out on December the 3rd, which is a merge of new music and also the traditional JLS sounds. But what we do have is we have the JLS brand, and that brand nobody can ever take away from us, because it was built in a time where people really were super engaged.
Yeah, but also it shows the value of a brand, right? So I'm so with you on this. I think that we're so obsessed right now in this current era of getting like a million likes or a million this. We want this like immediate fame, like this immediate things like that. But actually, with that sort of viral aspect of things, what happens then is that you lose your audience quickly because you haven't built a culture. Do you know? Do you guys feel that? Do you feel that as well? That you guys built. Hence why you can go and put tickets on, you sell out because you've built this amazing fan base.
But mate, do you know what it is? And just to counter argue that as well, and I'm sure you same thing, it depends on what platform. It depends if you're plugged in enough to know the system. Yeah. If you're trying to, I suppose, convert your Instagram followers to email database or YouTube database or whatever else, then that's sustainability within an online world. Do you know what I mean? Create your own platform. You're basically, you create your own platform and you're a part of your own channel and it's your content. Whereas your Instagrams and your TikToks, yes, you're 100% right. It's a bit like you're obsessed with getting a million likes, but it's about converting those likes and those people to platforms that as a business is have it right, but to make your money. Do you know what I mean? If you want to be a content creator, you want to be a musician, if you want to be an influencer across the board, you have to have a good conversion rate from these platforms. Do you know what I mean? So you do kind of, as weird as times are and as much as we do enjoy the older times, it's just about learning the system the same way you did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 30 years. Do you know what I mean? Whatever it may be, there's a plan for it.
But the conversion, the conversion, the only problem with the conversion, though, in what I see from some artists, is they might be on TikTok and they might be known for dancing.
Artists, I'm talking about people in general.
Oh, okay, cool.
In general, yeah. any genre, not just music. Yeah. Influencer-based, whether you're a chef, whether you are a football fanatic, whether you are a tradesman, whatever it is, like you can convert people to your channels, and you don't have to go the conventional route of chasing what everybody knows and loves, i.e. commercial TV, commercial. Do you know what I mean? You can do your own thing now, which is the beauty of it, if you understand your USB.
Your brand, right?
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. I spoke to Harry Judd, right? He's a dude, man. From he's we talk about the McFly days and things like that, and he was talking about what was really hard for him. And you know, I suppose you know on this podcast we touch on these things, but you know, he spoke about when McFly went on their break and they stopped. For him, it was really hard because he lost a sense of purpose. Because he was suddenly like, shit, what the hell do I do? You know, did that ever happen to any of you guys? I know lots of you doing different things and things like that, but there was a moment when you suddenly stopped and you're like, shit, this is what I want to do. And, you know, you had to have a break. Or did that not really happen? You just kind of continue life and it's fine.
Well, there is an element of that. And obviously everyone's experience, I guess, would be different. So everyone can voice that if they so wish. But for me, you know, it was always something that I anticipated, not to the sense that, oh, this is going to happen and it's happening now. But, you know, I always felt that at some point, do you know what I mean? When you're 4 individuals, we started very, very young.
Yeah.
Not very young, but, you know, we were early 20s and we started. And if you last 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, there's a big difference between me personally at 22 and what I am now at 35. Do you know what I mean? Almost 35. And I always knew that at some point there will be, you know, as an individual, but for everybody, you know, you got to find out who you are as an individual. Do you know what I mean? As an adult, like, and this day and age at 22, and though you are officially an adult, you're not really adult. Do you know what I mean? Like, you still got to work that.
Never grow up. We never grow up. How are your energy levels now that you guys are touring again compared to when you were touring back in the day? You go out on stage and you're like, ooh, oh fuck, we're back.
Now we make considered decisions. Before, we just do it and whatever happened. But now you know, we pick and choose the moments, and of course, we can live it large as much as anybody else, but at the same time, do you know what I mean?
You have to schedule it in, right? You have to plan.
Yeah, well, you got kids, do you know what I mean? You don't really want to be changed.
Yeah, you guys have got kids. How wicked, that's the hardest. It's like, back in the day, it was just like, whatever, just go. Now it's like, you've got so many other things.
Exactly.
It's responsibilities, right?
Kids jumping on your head after a night out, 2 o'clock in the morning.
That must be the worst.
I've been absolutely battered the last week.
Yes, here we go.
When we're in production rehearsals, we did 11 shows in 4 days.
Oh my God.
Like, you know, I'm the oldest in the band. You know, yes, I go to the gym. I keep myself fairly in shape, but it's just the stamina of it's like playing three football matches. You know what I mean? Like,
is it actually that hard? Is it that hard?
It's ridiculous. You're doing a 90-minute show, so you know your cardio levels are high. You're singing as well, so your breathing is all over the place. We're mentally thinking about so much. And I personally, out of four of us, that take the longest to pick up routines. So I'm like remembering this, remembering to sing, my positions, running around. Like it's hot up on the stage. Like you know what I mean? Like a 90-minute performance. Like you know, it's a lot. So. When we were doing three of those in rehearsals, I had knee support, I had ankle support.
Do you know what screams sexy?
Come out
Do you know
what screams sexy?
That's what screams sexy. When your knee support.
Mad. But you know what it does, it's like pre-season, comparing it to footballers, it's like pre-season. We train for 4 weeks and then our first match was last night, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you know, we had that 4 weeks of training to get ready for last night. And don't get me wrong, I still was tired after the performance, but you know, if it hadn't been for that 4 weeks of pre-season, then you know what I mean, we wouldn't have made it through, or it would have been a rubbish show. But I think last night, you know, we can safely say it was a good first show. So
the most on tour as well. Like, you know, if we think, well, probably if we went back
you watch it, you'd be surprised.
Really?
Watch the last one. Yeah. I think it's just because of us this time, we haven't got dancers on the tour. We did a lot back in the day. Do you know what I mean? Even still, like the state, there was non-stop. At least now there are breathable moments in the show.
Yeah.
If there is a space for dancers, Jamie is pretty good at dancing. He went on.
I've seen you run, to be fair, Jay, so I know that you've got twinkle toes, mate.
I have no twinkle toes. I have nothing. Anthony, are you, be honest, are you still flipping on stage? Are you still bringing back the flip?
I mean, I'll do whatever you need.
I was going to. Justin was man of the match last night because he didn't stop backflipping.
How many? How many did you do last night?
We do what it takes to get the job done. Put it that way. Anything.
But yours is the crowd pleaser, and you boys are the, when he goes to the front, he's like, you're like, oh for fuck's sake, he's doing another flip. Here he goes.
No, it's fine. Let him do as many flips.
You'd say that.
We're literally going, when's he gonna flip?
I'll take as long as you want to do the flip.
Yeah.
I just love that. Do you know what? But you guys are such a, you know, it's so, Jamie, as you were saying, you know, to be continue going, okay, look, you have a 5-year career, right? That's insane. You have a 5-year You guys, when did you first start? 2008? What is it?
Technically.
We started in 2007. People knew us from 2008, yeah.
So, okay, fine. So you're 15 years, but 40, good math from me. But whatever you are, you're coming up to 15 years. That's an insane, like, catalogue and library and performances and... To still stay, I tell you what, it's a hard question, right? Because, and this is coming from a fan, but also an individual. What you guys aren't coming back. Normally, what happens is, right? And I'm going to be. There are some bands that come back, and you go, okay, it's novelty value, right? That's what happens. I was at the NTAs you performed. You smashed it out of the park. People love you. How do you create a culture within the band where you're not just, oh, it's novelty, you're back, but actually you're here, you're serious, you're great, you're performing, all those things, which you guys are doing. And I'm not just saying that, I actually truly believe that. How do you create that?
Authenticity. And I think we're all fans of music, you know, like every time we get together, we're always like, oh, did you hear this new record? Or do you hear this new artist? Or what's popping on, on TikTok at the moment or on social media. So we're very still very much invested in music culture. You know, it's not like we're just invested in the hit records that we have and nothing else matters. We love music. You know, we're fans of music. We're passionate about music. We're still in love with music. And so I guess that just inspires us to just, I guess, you know, push ourselves musically. And in pushing ourselves musically, we want to perform that music to the world. You know, with Eternal Love, which was written by Ed Sheeran and produced by Steve Mack, you know, that's
mad. How does that work? Just sorry to quickly tangent. How does it work? So does Ed Sheeran phone you up and go, boys, I've got a song for you. I've got a record for you. Is that what happens?
Basically.
Not far off.
Shut up. That does not happen like that, does it?
Miles obviously met Ed a few times with doing Capital over the years, but at the same time, I think it was, you know, we've worked with Steve from the very beginning, and it was just kind of that shout out to be like, we knew that Ed was writing. Miles sent the text and said, listen, if you get time, we know you're writing your record. If you do get time, he's like obviously put out it before. He's been a big fan of us. He's written for us before. The records never got to, you know, I would say the final hurdle of us recording them. So I suppose for even for him himself, he suppose it was quite a bit, you know, a bit of determination behind this record with him and Steve. Mm-hmm. The record was kind of delivered, and then yeah, that was it.
Would you have told them it was shit? You're like, sorry,
Andy, it's not popping. This is not the moment. Ed sent me this photo. Said, "I've just written your record."
Shut up. Are you serious?
I got the text.
Yeah.
That's so good.
And he said, "Yeah, well, I've just written a song. I hope you're going to like it." And then sent it to us and was like, it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
But on this question.
Just going back
to the other question, I think what's really important to the four of us, and I speak for myself personally, you know, we had this incredible career in JLS, right? Finished in 2013. But what was really important is that you got to kind of press a reset button. Mm. And you got to start again. You know, your mindset has to be, that's all amazing. And we achieved all of our dreams. It's brilliant. And I'll treasure those moments and remember them for the rest of my life. Love my boys and my brothers. But we're now individuals again and we need to start again. You know, and I think that's important. Like, egos have to go out. Forget about that. You have to start, you know, being in a band like JLS, there's certain things that, you know, you get the opportunity to do. Like, I was very lucky that I could go and do a radio show and do TV shows. And
you're hosting stuff, dude, and all these different things. And so that's what's tough, to suddenly go, all right, that's what I mean. I suppose, sorry to cut you, but I suppose that's my question. You all have separate careers, right? And you're all doing different things, whether it's like whatever's going on. And then you made that decision to come back. And what you all have to do as individuals then again is go, well, I have to stop what I'm doing here to do this back together. And maybe one wants to do it more than the other or whatever it is, but you will go, no, we want to do this. And that takes a lot of synergy and serendipity, right, to make that work.
Absolutely. And that's exactly it. You know, all the boys have touched on it and talked about authenticity and, do you know what I mean, like recessing and all those key words that we brought up. But that's exactly what it is. Like, we don't take for granted what we've already done. But at the same time, like, we've always been that group that goes back to the basics. Like, whatever, even when we're doing the X Factor, as an example, we got through boot camp, and then we were like, right, cool, it's the next phase now, judges' houses. As soon as we got to the judges' houses, it was never a case of, oh, we're really, really good, they really like us, so we're going to go all the way. It was literally a case of week by week by week, we reset, we go again, we make sure that we pay attention to detail, we make sure that we're focused on what we need to be focused on, like, we care about what we want to do, like Reese touched on there. You know, we're passionate about music, we're passionate about what we put out. You know, and you asked that question about Steve and Ed, like, of course, you know, they're incredible at what they do, and it's easy to be overawed and think, yeah, great, you know, they're writing a new record. But the bottom line is, we want it to be the best that it can be for us. Like, we write it, they write it, some, you know, someone new, someone old, whatever, like, it's got to be the best. Mm-hmm. And because we carry that badge, you know, we feel like we've been able to put our best foot forward, you know, and obviously we hope that people will like that and people will connect to it on the level. But, you know, you almost have to put out something that, even if people shoot it down, you don't care, because that is what you wanted to put out. The only other alternative is you live with regrets. Do you know what I mean?
I say that always. I always say that unless you believe in something, it's never going to work. It doesn't matter what it is. And people, I always talk about okay, business or whatever it is, right? Business is paid in two currencies, cash and experience. Take the experience first. The cash will come later. Don't worry about that side of things. Do it because you want to love and experience it, right? And I think so many people just go back into things or do things because they think, oh, we'll just do it. But you have to truly believe in it. Hey guys, that's the end of part one. Now, we're doing this across Zoom, so I am doing this at a different time. Don't know why I even said that, but I'm doing it at a different time. That's the end of part one with JLS, but stick around for part two, where we're going to be back still with the boys. See you in a second.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.